As a marketing coach or small business consultant, you know that the fastest way to help your clients increase their profits is by getting more repeat business and more referrals from their current customers. You also know that the best way for your clients to develop stronger, healthier, and more profitable relationships with their customers is with a monthly customer newsletter. That's right, a hard copy, printed and mailed monthly newsletter. Trouble is, you can recommend your clients use a newsletter, but they're just too busy to do it themselves. And hiring someone can cost hundreds, if not thousands, per month. And in the end, it just doesn't get done. Now, instead of simply recommending that your clients use a customer newsletter, you can provide them with an amazing done-for-you newsletter program. The No Hassle Newsletter System is a complete, done-for-you, profit-boosting solution for your customers and clients. Every month, your clients get a great newsletter that their customers actually look forward to and enjoy reading, and that not only keeps their business top of mind, it makes you a marketing hero. The No Hassle Newsletter Master Reseller Program is a complete turnkey newsletter system that solves your client's biggest need, and it also adds a lucrative new revenue stream for your business. Become a master reseller today at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
This is John Taffer from Bar Rescue, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm so excited about this week's show. I am just back, as we're recording this, from my Dream Business Academy in Las Vegas. And, you know, my great friend and longtime partner here, Gary George, I call him one of my secret weapons of helping me to market and grow my business. He gave a knockout performance at the Academy, and I've convinced him to come on and give an interview here for everybody on Stick Like Glue Radio. Let me tell you just a little bit about Gary. He's the founder and, I like to say, creative genius behind Blazin Multimedia, which is a full-service, interactive, and strategic design firm. Blazin Multimedia helps companies increase revenues and profits and expand their market share with creative and technical solutions, including web and mobile apps, which we will talk about today, since Gary and his team are the ones that actually developed my smart marketing app on what's on iTunes and on the Android market. I almost couldn't remember it. Gary has worked with some major stars and players in the music industry. I know you're going to love this interview, so I'm going to cut this super long professional bio he sent me short. Gary, thanks so much for being my special guest expert on Stick Like Glue Radio.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on. It's definitely a pleasure. Always great to get on the show.
You know, before I get to my questions, which I know I'm not going to have time for them all, but I want to get as many in as I can, please take a minute and just share a little bit about the folks who may be new to this program or new to the list. Just, you know, give us the three-minute version of when you started your business. You were doing video, working with all kinds of celebrities and pop stars or music stars and things like that.
Yep. I started fresh out of college. I was doing an internship at one of the biggest hip-hop studios in Manhattan. It was called D&D Studios. And it was the heyday of all of the rap music and all of the R&B singers, and I used to work with a lot of them in recording. I was actually an audio engineer. I started as an intern, worked there for some time, and as things progressed, they asked me if I wanted a job. I said, "Yeah, I need money." I started engineering and recording a lot, and fell into my lap that I recorded tons of big artists like Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls. Mary J. Blige, Funkmaster Flex. It was a lot of people. I got a super long discography of people that I work with, And from there, I started to actually shoot and direct music videos through the relationships that I had. And I loved camera work, and I always used to have a camera when we went on the road and did sound and that kind of thing. And that progressed into me becoming a music video director and a commercial director, and eventually went on to direct some award-winning documentaries and other things. And then I started to add all my additional services, which the record labels and artists also needed, which was graphic design, web development, online marketing, all the things that we do now. That's how it all started from just that stint, and now it has grown to the monster that it is now with all the bazillion different services that we offer today.
Yeah, you know, everybody always has a hard time saying what you do when, you know, you meet somebody, and you truly have a hard time because you do so much with Blazin Multimedia. And the reason I wanted to have you on the show again, Gary, is that you've done so much amazing work for me. And, you know, a few weeks ago, like you said, you spoke at the Dream Business Academy. You mesmerized the audience for 45 minutes. One of the requests that I got on the post-event survey was give Gary more time next time. So that's an easy one for
great.
Me. Yeah. The only problem with that is I said to my wife, Stephanie, I said, I think he's upstaging me, so we'll watch that.
Never that, man. Not even close.
Yeah. So anyway, I want you to share with the people on this program some of the stuff that you're doing for me. And the first one I want to start with is mobile apps. You know,
right.
I mentioned to everybody there that I came to the party kicking and screaming, you've been after me to do a mobile app for my business for at least a year, and then I finally relented, and doggone if it didn't turn out to be a tremendous success. I mean, almost 5,000 downloads. We can do push marketing. There's so many reasons why, you know, entrepreneurs should have an app. So give us a little bit of
right.
overview on you know, apps and mobile marketing.
Yeah, definitely. I was so excited about what was going on in the mobile world when it first started to kick off that, you know, I kept pushing you to take the leap. I knew what was coming. And basically what's happening is the App Store has become the third largest search engine right now. It is a place where people go in and type in the same type of terms they type in when they're going to Google looking for whatever it is that they want, but they're looking for apps that are relevant to their search terms. So what we did is we learned how to apply our SEO techniques in the Apple App Store so that anytime someone punches in certain keywords, we can make an app appear at the top of the search results and get those passive downloads from millions of people who are out there searching for exactly what it is that your product or service is offering. So that was the big exciting part of the App Store and what we were doing with that. And then the second part of it is that we decided to, and Jim, in your app, what we decided to do was roll in the email opt-ins inside of the app. We said, wow, this is a great way for us to not only, you know, become the thought leader, you push out of your content, get all your podcasts, your videos, you know, with Newsletter Guru TV, with the blog post and all of that neatly organized into an app so everyone can conveniently access it, but we can also get them to opt in for an ebook or something free that we can collect their email addresses. And that's when the light bulb went off, and I was just like, wow, this is great. And we just started adding passively every day now about 30 to 50 opt-ins every day without doing anything, just because we optimized that app to appear for some very relevant keywords for your business. And so makes it a great
thing. Hey, hold on 1 second. I want you to talk more about it, but I want to make sure people heard. First of all, the thing that got me to finally say yes was Gary – saying it's like the number three search engine, so what people are searching for, some apps will come up. So that really piqued my interest. The next thing we did is he said, look, it's a one-stop shop for everything you're already doing. So, you know, as people know, I do the podcast, video, I do blogging, social media, and all of that. So, in other words, having this app outside of kind of building it, which was no trouble for me, I just wrote a check and had Gary do it.
Right.
But outside of doing that, it wasn't any extra work for me because all the content that I've already been creating is now part of this app. And the third thing is, like Gary said, we were doing a thing where people could opt in for, you know, some free information, but we actually took that instead of making it an option. When they download the app, they now just log into the site, and then they're in the app. And so we've been building my email list. I mean, three awesome reasons why everybody on this call should be doing an app. So go ahead, Gary. I just want to make sure they heard
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. No, that was a great summary of it. And that was my other big aha is when we decided to make the application so that all the users would have to log in initially. You have to put in your email address and say, okay, log into the app so you can get the data. We tested it. We got a 6,000% increase in our opt-ins because everyone who downloaded the app, they were filling it out. And we were nervous that people wouldn't fill it out if we forced them to have, like, a login or registration right on the front of the app. But to our surprise, almost everyone fills it out every time, and it is ridiculous amounts of opt-ins on a daily basis. So that's the real great thing about that. Now, the second thing that we forgot and didn't talk about is the push notifications. You mentioned it, but most people don't understand what push notifications are, and that's the real value of having a mobile app that I push to all the small business owners. They really don't get it. But push notifications are basically equivalent to text messages, and they buzz your phone, they ring on your phone, the same way that that a text message would when it arrives to your phone. And the push notification, basically the statistics say that 97% of all text messages are read within the first 60 seconds, which is insane from a marketing perspective. I mean, there's no better way to ensure that you're not only getting that message directly to the person that needs to see it, but they're getting it almost immediately within 60 seconds. They don't even have to ever open your app. All they have to do is download it. And that's the importance of getting an app in the App Store and start to get people to download it, because now you have a direct line of communication with them that's guaranteed to get read within the first 60 seconds. That's crazy.
That is ultra crazy. And, you know, we use that push marketing to promote the Vegas event and my info product, How to Sell from the Stage, and things like that also.
Absolutely, and it constantly pushes people to the site and makes them aware of it, because, like I said, they're guaranteed 97% of the people are reading it within the first 60 seconds.
That's crazy. So, Gary, another thing you talked about in Vegas was remarketing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, remarketing is a very exciting thing, and when it first came out, most people didn't really understand, of course, how it worked and what it was really used for. Now it's starting to mature a little bit, and more businesses are starting to understand it a very little bit. Now, most small businesses aren't using it as much, but they're using it probably, those who are using it incorrectly. But remarketing basically means that anytime, and probably people you've seen this happen but didn't realize it was going on, anytime you go to a website, and then you navigate away from that website, and you start to see their banner ads follow you around the internet. That is what's called retargeting and remarketing. That particular company or whatever site you went on, they dropped something on your computer, which was called a cookie. It's a small piece of code that allows them to identify where you are surfing around on the internet. So Google has a big retargeting network. There's other independent retargeting networks. There's Facebook retargeting. And so we can target you and follow you around all throughout the internet. Anytime you come to a website of ours, we can identify who you are and actually target you again to get you to come back and take the necessary action that we wanted. So it's only for people who didn't opt in, maybe they didn't, you know, download the ebook that we had or what have you. After that, they navigate away from your site. Back in the day, once they did that, they were just in space. We never could contact that person again. We didn't know who you are, what you did, that kind of thing. But nowadays with remarketing, it is now giving you the power to remind that person over and over again that, hey, I'm here, you were interested in this, why didn't you take necessary action? If you did and you were, maybe you forgot to take it, let me follow you around until you actually take the action that you need. So it's a really great technology.
Now, I want to ask you more about remarketing, but I want to make sure it's in the right place. So when people come to visit you and then they don't take action, you can serve up different ads based on, we know they visited you but they didn't take action, right? Is that the whole remarketing piece?
Yes. Now, that's how, and when I mentioned about, you know, some of the small business owners out there doing it, but they're kind of doing it incorrectly. Most of what you'll see is, and the average consumer will see, that the same set of banners kind of follows you around till you get tired of it and you get desensitized to it because you're constantly seeing it over and over again. But what we've done with your campaigns, Jim, is we implemented what we coined behavioral remarketing, which means basically we serve up ads based off of the behavior or actions that you've taken. So if you've stayed on a page for a certain length of time, we know that you have a bit more interest, that you've actually read. If you scroll down a page farther and we know that you've read more, we may serve you a different set of banner ads than the individual who just came and bounced really quickly, but they didn't have the same level of interest. If you opted into our list, but you didn't actually maybe take the next steps, re-engage, come back to the site, push a buy button, whatever, we can serve you another set of ads. And each one of those ads has a specific marketing message that's applicable or more aggressive based off of the behaviors and actions that you've taken on the site. So that's when you get really scientific and your marketing methods get really, you know, you take them to the next level where people start to take notice to your message. It's not just passive, hey, here I am, same banner, blah, 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 but it's very interactive.
And the cool thing about that, Gary, is that instead of just serving up the same old ads, no matter what website somebody goes to, oh, there they are again. Because for a while it's like, oh, that's cool, they're following me, or how do they know that? But then after a while it's the same old ad. But here we can serve up different ads. And you were also telling me through your technology you could track how long they're on the site, if they opted in, you can track if they watch a video or something like that, right?
Exactly. And one of the techniques that we were using on one of your landing pages that we created was we had a video that was 60 minutes on the page. So if a person stayed on 60 minutes and at the end of the video there's buy buttons that appear for your different various programs, if they stayed on the page, they watched the whole video, we know that they're interested but they didn't click the buy button. We want to know why they didn't click the buy button. We serve them messaging that's enticing and trying to get them back to come back and actually purchase. For the people who actually watched the video, then they clicked the buy button, but they went to the form, but they didn't finish filling it out and getting out of the shopping cart. Now we're going to serve them a bit more aggressive message saying, hey, we really know you want this. You wouldn't have clicked that button and gone to our sign-out page unless you know that this is something truly of interest. What's holding you back? And some of our messages say that in our banners, like, what's holding you back? You know, don't be scared. We use language like that to say, come on, take action, profit now. You know you really need this. Don't delay. And those are the types of things that really push it over the edge. I like to call it, display ad autoresponders. This is kind of like, you know, the same kind of techniques we use in autoresponders, but now we're using it in display ads that you'll see banner ads all throughout the Internet on all different sites. So it's really exciting stuff.
There's so much to it, more than we can cover here. And I'm looking at my clock, and doggone it, time's already starting to run away here. Gary, let me ask you about Twitter ads. I think you said that's pretty new and exciting, right?
Yeah, Twitter, they have just announced. This was literally actually the day before the Dream Biz Academy. Twitter announced that they were now implementing remarketing into their platform. So not only can we remarket on, say, the Google network has tons of sites out there that you go and you see other websites and you see the banners on the site, but now if you go on Twitter and you come to our website but didn't take the action that we wanted, we can retarget you on Twitter as well. So you're going to see promoted tweets from us that have those same types of messaging saying, hey, you know, we saw you here. Why didn't you take action? What do you need? What's holding you back? You know, those kind of things. So that is really, really revolutionary stuff there, and it's brand spanking new. It's less than 2 weeks old since Twitter made that announcement.
That's so cool. I've got about 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes tops here. So I want to ask you about three more things. Is there anything else I should have asked you about Twitter ads? Because I seem to remember you went on for a little while about that.
No, that was the main point. That was it in a nutshell.
Okay. You know, Gary, I want to ask you about the App Store. I want to ask you about pay-per-click and SEO. Is there any chance I can convince you to come back next week as well? Because there's so much I want to pack into the show.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I know there's never enough time for us to get out all of the content that we discuss on a daily, so I would definitely be willing to come back and elaborate further on it.
All right, so let me ask you one more question. I want to jump back to mobile apps. I want to save the other stuff for next week because there's just not enough time to dive into another subject. But on the mobile apps, the push marketing, one of the concerns I had, and I'm guessing I'm not unique in this, is that I don't like to, you know, be pushy, you know. People go, are you kidding me, Jim? But no, I don't really want to be too pushy and, like, push my message out to the cell phones if they're not. But you really told me that's not a problem. That's why people opt in. So, first of all, the lesson, the kind of the mindset lesson is we are not our average customer. So that's, I'm always saying that, so I have to take my own advice. But why else do you think that push marketing is so valuable and that and people, entrepreneurs like myself, shouldn't be afraid of it?
Yeah, definitely should not be afraid of it. Number one, because the biggest, app providers or biggest companies out there, they send you tons of push notifications. eBay, for example, I get tons from Amazon every day. Groupon, I get 3 to 4 of them every single day. But do I mind? Do I turn them off? No, because it's things that I'm interested in and things that I need to be aware of. So I never have a problem with receiving those. So it's all about the messaging. You know, you don't do it aimlessly, but you do it with a purpose. So whenever we're sending something, we're not repetitively beating it with the same message, but it's always something new. Like with yours, it's like, hey, you had the how to sell from the stage. We did push notifications about that. Then we changed to, you know, the Dream Biz Academy event in Vegas. Then we changed to some more of your programs that you had out there. We changed to some of the videos that we posted. Everything was always something unique and different. And what we've noticed is that no one has opted out or deleted the app since we've been sending out these types of things. They actually remind them that the app is there, and they wind up engaging even further. And we can track that data inside the app. Now, another exciting thing, too, is we can remarket to our app users. So anytime you go in our app, you use the app, we can see how many videos you watch, what you watch, what you did with inside the app. People who are a little bit more engaged, we can retarget you and with other messaging outside of the app, specifically on Facebook. So it is everything is becoming interconnected, and you just have infinite capabilities of really targeting your market if you know how to properly set up your marketing message.
This is great. You know, I'm so excited that you're going to come back next week. Gary, so just so you can prepare, I want to ask you about the app SEO, pay-per-click SEO, and things like that. So in the meantime, we're going to end this episode, but how can people learn more about you in the meantime? Give us your website, and what's the best way to connect?
Yeah, best way to connect is right on the site, blazinmultimedia.com. That's B-L-A-Z-I-N. Multimedia.com. You can reach us anytime through the website. We have a request a quote form. Our phone numbers are there. Everything is there. You can always contact me at any time to discuss any marketing needs that you have.
Gary, thank you so much, man. This has been awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my great friend, Mr. Gary George. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers. Why? So they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Join us again next week for more marketing brilliance with Gary George. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Take what you learned, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever give up. Hey, go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.